This is the Midday Market Report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined in midday by Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing. Brian, what's happening with the trade in the grains here on WASD Day?
Well, just at the current moment, corn down 2, maybe 2.5, pretty quiet again. Just maybe a lack of new positive news that I would, you know, point to that's probably a little bit of a drag on the market. I've got beans down about a nickel. I've got wheat trying to turn a little positive right now, up 1 to 2 cents in the Chicago contracts. Kansas City wheat up 2 to 3.5 cents right now. So the grains are waiting for direction, right? They got battered up pretty hard here late May, early June on better weather, fun liquidation, trade deal, but nothing tangible yet out of that deal, sales you can look at. So it's just a combination of technicals, fundamentals, and just a sort of a quick down in the market now consolidation pattern.
That was Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
The 2026 fungicide package from Landis Cooperative combines trusted crop protection, foliar nutrition, and expert agronomy support into one complete strategy designed to help your crop finish strong through disease and late season stress. Corn and soybean programs are available now. Talk with your local Landis representative today or call 515-817-2100 to put a stronger protection plan in place for your acres.
July corn down 4.25 at 414.75. July soybeans down 8.5 at 1114.5. July soybean meal up 80 cents at 302.70. July soybean oil up 17 cents at 75.50. Chicago wheat down a penny at 586.5. Minneapolis wheat is up a penny at 619. Kansas City hard red wheat up 3.5 at 634. July oats unchanged at 318.5. On the Merck, June live cattle up 80 cents at 250.90. August feeder cattle up 303 at 357.40. July lean hogs down 38 cents at 96.48. Class 3 milk is unchanged at 16 even. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.